And we're back, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines here.
Yep, we got Rob from New York.
Yep. Hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Shannon. Hey, Will. I love you guys. You're having a good show today, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
White Christian nationalist here, by the way, or as the FBI calls us, the number one threat to the country.
You know what? And you know what? The interesting. I'm glad you brought that up, because I'm gonna tell you right now, as a black man in this country, there's absolutely nothing wrong with you being a white Christian nationalist. That is simply means that you happen to be white, and you put Christ first, and you love America. Can you tell me what's wrong with that?
Oh, I'm guilty on all three counts there, man.
But that's what it means. Am I incorrect on that?
Oh no, you're absolutely right. I don't know. You look at what language has become. You know, look at people that wanted the truth about 9/11. They call them truthers. I thought truth was a good thing, you know. But
right.
They turned that around, too.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. You know, I was watching that Senate thing. Boy, that turns my stomach, watching Schumer. And then I turned over to on C-SPAN, and I was watching the House, the weaponization of the government committee, you know, with that rat, Jamie Raskin. Boy, he's just horrible. I listened to him and Moskowitz and Dan Goldman. These guys, they're only there to cause trouble. They're not trying to help anybody, you know, get to anything. They're just, you know. And in the Senate, I mean, Mitch McConnell, he got up and acted like he was ticked. And like you said, I don't think he really cares.
Well, you know, I think they are helping somebody. I think they're helping Biden, and that's the only person they're helping. They're not there to represent their constituents, and they're not there for the American citizens.
That's right. That's right. And I'll tell you that. That clip you guys showed of Marsha Blackburn, that woman, she's, you know, there's one thing about her. She's consistent, and she really does give a, you know what, about this mm-hmm. country. She's, you know, and that's all she cares about, you know, and that's what she's there for. And that was the best speech. And she said that every single Democrat who voted to let Mayorkas off the hook there, they're all responsible for these crimes. And they're hitting close to home here. You know,
yes.
That squatting thing you guys were talking about. It finally hit close to here. There's a town about maybe 10 miles from here called Vestal. So a very, you know, richy kind of an area, you know, very expensive real estate. Binghamton University's there, you know. Don't get me started with them. But, it happened up there. There's squatters that are breaking into people's homes, and the homeowners are just walking away. I did some research, and I found a place in Southern California. They call themselves the Squatters Squad. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they're a bunch of volunteers. They charge homeowners $5,000 or $10,000.
Yeah, I have heard of them.
They get the work permits, and then they go and they remove the doors to the house.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of them.
You know, it's really sad that we have to, that it's come to that.
That's actually become a desirable person in America.
Exactly. And in the United States of America, where people work hard to make a living, work hard for their homes, their possessions, and then just have people that not even from this country to come in and just take it.
Yeah,
and then the Democrats and all the left say, well, you can't stop them from doing this. The squatters? I mean, really?
I mean, like
they're criminals.
Like Ted Cruz says, we're in a lawless land, right? The people that are breaking the law, we protect. The people whose rights we should be protecting, we're not. What is wrong with this world?
Exactly. What is wrong with this world?
And when the police show up to the homes, they tell the homeowners, well, that's a civil matter. You'll have to take them to court. Nothing they can do. You can't change the locks. You can't do anything. Or they'll arrest you.
And you know what? It's terrible that lawlessness has taken precedence to actual justice.
It got real obvious after the coup, you know, in 2020, because that's what it was. That was not an election. That was a coup, man.
Yeah, you know what? Thank you. You know, I said the coup took place in November of 2020. It took place in November. That's when the coup took place.
Yep, sure did.
Yep.
Anybody who believes that Joe Biden got 81 million votes, campaigning from his basement while Trump was packing stadiums, you know, I got a bridge to sell them in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Well, hey, Rob, thank you so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks, Rob.
Thank you, guys.
Have
a good
one.
Take care.
Welcome. Well, we got another phone call. We have David from Tennessee.
Hello, Dave. Thank you so much for the call.
Hey, Will. How are y'all doing?
Man, it's you know what? The Constitution's on fire, so we're trying to make it here.
I mean, they just keep giving us stuff to talk about.
We are in a lawless country.
Yes.
The criminals have taken control of the arms of power. And this is absolutely unbelievable. Chuck Schumer gave the American people a big F you today. He said, F you, American people.
We're bringing in
the illegal aliens. We're bringing them in. We're importing them. We're flying them in. We're crossing the border. We are not going to exercise the law and then border agents down there are saying they can't do their job. They are forbidden from pursuing the law enforcement that they know they should be doing. That is absolutely unbelievable, and Chuck Schumer knows that, and Mayorkas is instructing that, and this is absolutely unbelievable. We are lawless, brother. And I want to give you one other thing. I don't know if you've ever heard of a book called A Report from Iron Mountain. You can get it on a PDF. It's about 79 pages online.
A report
from Iron Mountain. Read that book, and that book will tell you what they're doing. Now, you see, we're talking about these illegal aliens. The next thing you're going to see is we're going to have a war. World War is going to start. We're going to need to enlist soldiers. They're going to start enlisting these illegal aliens. They will become citizens if they will go and fight, and they're going to send them off into the grinder and just let them get eat up, and it'll just be an endless procession of these illegal aliens, and that's what. And if you fight and come back, you're a citizen. You can vote. You can do it. Everything.
Yeah, you know, it's gonna be pretty interesting, because we're gonna get more and more people to do
crazy.
Like what you just said, come into the country to join the military, and then some of these people that's gonna join the military are gonna be our enemies. They're gonna be terrorists.
Exactly correct. The enemy will be inside the military itself.
Yes.
And that is destruction, bro.
And we already got enough. We already got enough of them in there right now. I mean, these Democrats—they are the enemy of the people.
Now that book, write the name of that book down.
I got it.
Report from Iron Mountain.
We got it.
Read that book tonight, you guys, and I want to hear you talk about it tomorrow. Because
you gave me a homework. Yeah. Give me.
You got homework.
You got to give us more than one.
Give me till next Monday at least. Give me till next Monday at least.
All right.
Okay.
All right, I'll give it till Monday.
Okay.
But I want to hear you comment on this book, because
okay.
It is 1967. This book came out.
Okay.
Hey, one other thing. I forgot. Anyway, I love your show, Will. I love the missus. I like your hats.
Thank you.
Talk to you later.
Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless. Take care. Okay, so let me play another one. Let me play this one here. This is where I got the name for today's broadcast, and this is about them burning the Constitution. And we're seeing it happening. Our country is gone. Is it safe for me to say our country's gone? When you have half of Congress that's completely divided? Well, I'll say this. It's not gone, because there's still hope. The country still have you and I. We still have a chance and opportunity with President Trump. It's still there. So it's not gone. I'm going to take that back. But if we, the people, don't stand up now, it's going to be gone. Listen to this young man here, because the Democrats have literally just burned the Constitution.
This was a horrible day for American democracy. Yesterday, 51 Democrats, every one of them, set the Constitution on fire. They ignored the future of this idea of checks and balances of Congress over the executive branch. You may never see another impeachment trial again now if the Senate is the same party as the president is. There should have been an impeachment trial yesterday. Think about this, though. You know, we have people that are up for a re-election here in November from purple states, senators from purple states like Montana and Ohio, who claim they're moderates, but then they stand in line to vote like a liberal. They burned the Constitution down yesterday. It's a sad day for America.
It really is. Screen. It is a sad day for America. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around this, because I don't think we actually know how bad this really is. We're talking about it. I'm talking about it. You're getting information about it. We're all seeing about it. You're talking about it with your family, your friends. You're seeing it all over social media. We're talking about it. But I don't think we understand exactly how this bad this is and what this means. When you have members of Congress saying that they have just burned the Constitution, that means the Constitution is no longer relevant. You have members of Congress saying this, and it's not just one.
I've
heard most of them saying it.
Yeah, you heard
in the Senate. I mean, even the ones in the House. You can't in both in the House and the Senate. You have Democrats in both both chambers. The House and the Senate. Both of them disregard the Constitution. Both of them despise the Constitution. And like I've mentioned multiple times, unless they can weaponize it against us, Shannon, they could care less about it.
Man.
I can't. I'm telling you right now, I'm trying to grasp exactly what's happening here because we don't know what this is going to entail. Because if they did it with this, didn't follow the Constitution, they'll do it with anything else.
Yeah, and you know, it's funny.
This means that Joe Biden can actually do something that blatantly violates the Constitution. And nothing would happen.
But Trump is worse. I mean, that's exactly, you know, how many times we talk to Democrats and go, yeah, but Trump.
Yeah,
and I'm
but
like, but Trump.
Trump,
what? We're talking about a whole body of government.
That's when TDS kicks
disregarding
in.
Disregarding our Constitution.
Yes.
Open up our borders, destroying our cities. We don't even have money. We're borrowing money from our enemies.
We're borrowing money from
believe
China.
Believe it or not. You know, and then they go, yeah, but Trump. And I'm sitting there going,
but see, that's when TDS kicks in.
Oh, my gosh.
Because they know that President Trump didn't do nearly, he didn't do remotely anything close to what the Democrats are doing.
Until people stop letting their feelings be triggered by the lies of the Democrat Party, we're going to stay where we are. And it's going to get worse and worse. Unfortunately, Will, them setting the Constitution on fire does not trigger these people's feelings.
No, it doesn't. And you know what? That's why I made the statement that we really don't know how bad this is. A lot of people don't know. This means that the Constitution is no longer a relevant document in the United States of America. To prove my point, they've locked up political prisoners. To prove my point, they're going after President Trump for political reasons. To prove my point, they've turned our country into a banana republic. To prove my point, we have an invasion that's happening on our southern border. To prove my point, they are giving all of our money, tax dollars, to Ukraine, which is not an ally of the United States of America. They no longer look at the United States of America as a powerhouse. They look at the United States of America as a means of being in the way. This is what they're looking at. This is how they think of the United States of America right now. That capitalism is bad. United States saying America first is bad. This is the thinking. They don't want it. Why to say America first? Because if they say America first, that means they side with President Trump. So they'll never say that. They'll never say that. We live in a world, we live in a time where we can actually see America completely collapse unless we do what the Constitution tells us to do. The founding fathers knew exactly what this meant. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow, now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98, or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.